Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Hi, I got caught in a link on April 19th that tried to sell me a bunch of your products, and somehow I could not avoid that. And I would like to cancel as many of these things as possible.
Can I get your zip code, please?
16854.
And your first and last name?
Richard Gallup, G-A-L-L-U-P.
All right, I see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
P.O. Box 21, 128 Penn Street, Milheim, PA, 16854.
Okay, so yes, I do see right here on April 19th, you had did our smart fitness tracker.
But I did not want anything else that ended up being charged to me.
Yes, sir. So let me see. Have you received it already?
I have not received anything.
Oh, because it has been shipped already. It was shipped off on the 20th.
I tried to cancel all these charges through my credit card that morning. They're disputing at least the 1995, which from what I can see online, I don't know what that is. But
yes, sir. I wish you would have just gave us a call once this happened, because now
well,
that the product,
I
you called
know
after
where
the product
to
shipped.
To find the number, and I've been frozen out of my credit card account since this happened. And I just got back in and found your phone number.
Well, since you already did a dispute with your bank, in order for me to refund anything on this account, you will have to give us a call back with your bank on the line.
That might be challenging. I just spent 2 hours trying to get them to talk to me and get my account straightened out. So what is being shipped to me?
Let's see. It shows you're getting earbuds and two smart fitness trackers.
And what's the 1995?
That was for the lifetime warranty. So if anything happened to any of your products, you would have got a replacement with no charge or no shipping fee. We would have just replaced it, and it's a lifetime warranty.
Yeah. Well, I think I will just return everything whenever it gets here. I feel like I was scammed. I'm not happy because all those things added on and there was nowhere that I could see to cancel. And that's bogus. So, all right, when this gets here, I will call you back and I will try and ship everything back and we'll go.
We're not taking any of the product back right now.
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to continue disputing these charges and try and get my money back.
You'll just have your bank give us a call so that we can dispute it with them. So then that way, because if you go through your bank, they're going to charge you an additional fee because they're going to call us and ask. All they're going to ask is your address, your email, your phone number, and if all that's on our file, they just say thank you and they drop the charges and then they charge you for doing a fraud claim. So just have your bank give us a call and then we'll dispute the charges with the bank directly.
All right, I will see what I can do. In the meantime, I was not very happy with the way this progressed. All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you so much for calling customer service.